It's been a year since a Riverton police officer shot and killed 58-year-old Anderson Antelope, a citizen of the Northern Arapaho tribe. The Fremont County Attorney's Office ruled the shooting necessary and justified. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Maher reports, some community members are still asking for greater transparency.
Growing up, Levina Antelope and her little brother Andy were close. She calls him the baby of the family, even though he wasn't the youngest. She says he was funny and tender-hearted. But in his final years, Andy Antelope struggled with severe alcoholism. Levina worried her brother's addiction would kill him. She never imagined she would lose him to police violence.
I had a lot of deaths in my family, But you know what? This is the first time a family member has ever died of a gunshot.
On September 21st, 2019, a Riverton police officer was trying to arrest Andy Antelope for public intoxication. According to a report from the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation, or DCI, Antelope wouldn't comply. When the officer tried to physically move him from the picnic table where he was sitting, Antelope pulled a knife on the officer and attacked him with it. The officer ordered Antelope to drop the knife. When he refused, the officer shot Antelope in the head at close range.
That really took a big old blow, you know. It really hurt me a lot, you know, and it still hurts to this day.
2 months after Antelope's death, Riverton Police Chief Eric Murphy called it tragic but unavoidable.
It's very unfortunate what happened, but what everybody needs to realize is Anderson Antelope made this decision, not the officer. When he pulled out that knife and shoved it in our officer's chest, he made that decision.
But Antelope only tried to shove a knife into the officer's chest. Thanks to an armored vest, the officer was unharmed. And Antelope's family members have doubts about whether he could have posed a real physical threat. He was 58 years old and in bad health, largely because of his addiction. He had poor balance and struggled to get around without help. Still, after reviewing the DCI report, Fremont County Attorney Patrick LeBrun ruled that the officer acted lawfully and in self-defense. Levina Antelope was counting on the opportunity to review the evidence herself at an inquest planned by the Fremont County Coroner's Office. But that inquest was suspended.
To me, everything is just like a big cover-up, you know, for the officer that shot and killed my brother. It's just like they're sweeping everything underneath the rug. They don't want the truth to come out. That's what I'm thinking, and that's what a lot of people are thinking.
Justice for Andy!
Public inquest now!
Justice for Andy!
A year to the day after Antelope's death, about 50 community members marched through Riverton demanding that same inquest. The hope is that it would provide a forum outside the criminal justice system for the public to consider the circumstances surrounding Antelope's death. Not just whether the shooting was legal, but how and why a public nuisance call ended with a man being shot in the head. Coroner's inquests don't happen often, but they are allowed under Wyoming state law. Fremont County Coroner Mark Stratmone is a strong advocate for inquests as an accountability tool, especially when someone is killed by the police.
Because, and it's obvious in the contemporary and recent history of the country, that transparency is an important aspect of those incidents.
But Fremont County Attorney Patrick LeBrun opposed an inquest into Antelope's death, in part because the criminal justice system had already reached a determination in the case.
The purpose of a coroner's inquest is to determine cause and manner of death. In this case, the cause and manner of death was never in dispute.
LeBrun says allowing the jury to consider whether the shooting was justified would be improper. He also points out that Stratmone's inquest wouldn't have followed some of the rules meant to ensure fairness in a criminal trial, like impartial jury selection and cross-examination.
He carries on and he says, well, it's not adversarial, so my process is different. Well, the thing is, it is the adversarial process that gets to the truth.
Stratmone says it's by design that a coroner's inquest operates differently than a criminal trial. Still, with city and county attorneys refusing to cooperate, Stratmone had to suspend it. If the inquest had been allowed to go on, Stratmone says it might have provided some closure.
That sort of transparency and understanding can a lot of times prevent further public questions and disruptions down the line.
Riverton resident Larry Wallace is one of the demonstrators still asking for an inquest. He knew Andy Antelope personally, knew his physical limitations, and he thinks it's possible the shooting was justified. He just finds it strange that city and county officials would stand against a public airing of the facts.
We need questions to be answered, we need honesty, and we need a plan to move forward which will help to prevent tragedies like this from happening again.
After Antelope's death, the Riverton Police Department purchased body cameras. Chief Eric Murphy hopes the cameras will protect his officers from accusations of misconduct. He also says his department and the county attorney's office have been fully transparent and that further probing of the case isn't necessary. It's not clear whether a coroner's inquest would have satisfied the Antelope family's questions about their relative's death, but they say it would have been an earnest attempt. Levina Antelope says the inquest should go on, not just for her brother's sake, but to set a precedent.
We don't want anybody to go through the hurt that we went through. And I tell you what, it's a hurt that's going to sink in, and I don't think it'll ever go away.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Savannah Marr.